It's Good News Week.
We started the week discussing the sad news of the passing of dual football international Arthur Summons. I worked with him actually down in Wagga. Dragons great Johnny King, who played against Arthur and also was coached by Arthur when he was in charge of the Kangaroos, gave us his memories of Arthur Summons.
He's a great ambassador for the game, a great person. I was one of the fortunate players to play in his team, and very lovely man. Everything had to be 100% when you ran onto the field, even at training. There was no buggerizing around. He was only small. He was like a mongrel dog, you know, ran your heels all day.
It is National Volunteers Week, and all week we've been acknowledging the wonderful people around the Hunter who help out. When Richard told us about teaching his kids to volunteer.
I remember one year the Anglican Church organised on Christmas Day, they do a big lunch thing, and I must admit our children weren't that happy about giving up their Christmas morning to go and volunteer and help serve. It was basically people that don't really have anywhere to go on Christmas Day, and that, yeah, I must admit when we had a debrief afterwards, all the kids were really pleased that we'd done it.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, that was a good thing to do. It does make you feel good.
Oh, absolutely. That expression, pay it forward.
Teach your children well.
Yes, it was certainly a good thing to do. Well, while renovating your home at Mayfield, Kim, you discovered a very old newspaper in a wall cavity, and that prompted a discussion about unusual finds in older houses. Norman told us an incredible story.
After the war, this lady had to go into hospital, and her son decided to decorate the house to surprise her. He started stripping wallpaper, and he found this door. He opened the door, went inside, he found a dead body.
Oh.
He called the police, who is the owner of this house, and he said, oh, my mum, she's in hospital. They questioned her for a few minutes and then charged her with murder.
With human trials for a COVID vaccine starting in Australia next week, we were reminiscing about the time we had to line up at school for shots. No questions, no objections, we just took the jab. When Richard revealed that the boys actually went through an additional medical procedure.
I can remember having medicals, and this is growing up in Melbourne at primary school. And I vividly remember, isn't it weird the things you remember? But I remember in third grade, and this is at Glen Ferry State School in Wattle Road, it was just down the road from where we lived, and it was in third grade, and all the boys had to line up. But I can remember the doctor stuck his hand down all of our pants and he cupped our balls and said, and we had to cough.
What was he looking for?
Well,
Richard!
I suppose, I mean, you don't think of it when you're in third grade. You just, you know, you stand there and you're mortified. I suppose it was to see if your balls had dropped.
Because I had no idea this was going on.
Yeah, it was going on. Well, it was World Bee Day on Wednesday. Roger, who's a local, is a commercial producer under the label Highland Honey, and he told us that the local industry was in dire straits.
Where I live, there is absolutely nothing in flower. We've been in drought for 5 years, and it'll be at least 2 more years before we get good flowering on the trees. The drought, the bushfires, and now the virus, I think New South Wales will lose half of their beekeepers.
Very sad, but still on bees, Richard described an amazing dance they do when looking for a new source of nectar.
Apparently bees, when they come back to the hive, they do this dance. They go around bzzz, and the way they wiggle their backside gives a fairly accurate, well, directions as to where to go to find this new source.
Phil does that when he comes home and he's found cheap ouzo on special somewhere. Oh, look, we've just got so much in common with the bees.
Yes, indeed. Well, our unusual finds while renovating discussions continued throughout the week, and you, Kim, retold a story that one of our listeners, Daryl, had related to you.
Malcolm Young, you know AC/DC? He lived at Balmain in Sydney for many, many years, had the most glorious mansion down there. It was called Onkaparinga House.
I've still got an Onkaparinga wool blanket.
Well, maybe Mr. Onkaparinga owned that house before AC/DC moved in. In fact, he tried to change the name from Onkaparinga House to Cockroach Castle. Now, with the travel restrictions slowly being eased, the hospitality and tourism operators at Port Stephens are looking forward to having people back there soon. Dennis told us, though, that the elderly population do have concerns about being swamped by tourists.
The elderly people are not going out. They're just staying home. They're so scared.
You know, there's a lot to offer up here. So much ready to rock and roll. But again, the shopkeepers are sort of saying, you know, they need it to boost, but the elderly people will not venture out while they're here.
Well, the most recent series of Married at First Sight wound up a couple of months ago here in Australia, and it's now being shown in the USA, and the Yanks, as you pointed out, Kim, are having a bit of a shot at us.
The Americans, they've taken a swipe at Australia. I'm a bit upset about this. Married at First Sight, you know, the Australian version, they're now showing that series in America, and they're going, what sort of Botox hell are they living in? I think Australians look like those people on that show. No, we do not. You and I are living proof. Not all of us have big lips. I don't know what the men have, but they're probably fake as well.
I beg your pardon. Nothing fake about this fella.
Well, it's true that the pandemic will forever change the way we do many things in life, and we're all looking forward to, once it's all over, how it will look. But we were talking about other events or items in history that have changed our lives, and received a call from John, who reminded us about a household item that we truly take for granted.
I can go back me 75 years when I was a boy, when we had the long drop, the night cart, the bread cart, the ice cart, and the green grocer cart. Right? Now we've got flushing toilets, so we must be in front.
Memories, yes. Richard.
The week that was on 2HD. It